Well, hello everyone, and welcome to part 5 of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF6A tri-band handheld. I'm your host, Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, and if you have any questions regarding these tutorials, you're welcome to email me at my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net, and be happy to help you. In the last installment of this tutorial, we talked a little bit about the B receiver, how to enter in frequencies and things on the B receiver. And this one, and I think this will probably be the last one, part of this tutorial. You know, I'm not trying to replace the manual. I'll lock the radio. I'm just trying to make this sort of a supplement to help you, kind of get basically started. And then once you know where the buttons are and things like that, you can read the manual. And the Handy Hams does have the audio manual available on the 4-track cassette tape. It's also online at the at www.handyhams.org/manuals. You'll find a text file of the manual. And there's also a menu list. The menu list is in the manual itself and also on the website as a separate addition, if you will, I guess, a good way to put it. There is a menu list. And in part 5 here, we're going to talk a little bit about the menus, kind of how they work. Now, I am not going to sit here and read the whole menu list on this recording. For one thing, I can't remember them all off the top of my head. I would have to refer to the list if I really needed to get serious and change something. There are a few of them that I know, or know how to find, and so on, that I use very occasionally. The menus themselves aren't really something you probably end up using all that much. Most of the things in the menus, well, practically everything in the menus, for the most part, is a set and forget kind of a setting. You know, some of the menus may turn on or off a timer. Out of the box, the radio is set to turn off automatically and gives you a warning beep after 30 minutes or something. And you can go into the menus and change the timing, the timer setting, or you can turn it off altogether. I turned mine off altogether. You can, you know, do things like turn on and off the battery saver, change the offsets, that is, the size of the offset, if you will, I guess, say from 600 kilohertz to 1 meg or something like that. You know, there's a menu for that. There's a menu, obviously, to reset the handheld if you'd ever need to give it a reset. You know, reset the microprocessor or something like that, and there's various resets. So, you know, for every day-to-day operation, you're not going to be using the menus that much. I haven't been in the menus of this radio for quite some time. I guess I was when I was out at the radio camp to help somebody with there, somebody, one of the other campers. But, boy, for the most part, around home and stuff, I haven't been into the menus for a long time. Just really have no reason to do that. And I use this handheld every day. And used it over the years for lots of various things. Noise tracking and stuff. Listening on 2-meter AM or sideband or something. To do noise tracking and just all kinds of things I've used it for. So, there you go. Now, oops, let's turn the volume up on this thing. So I'm not going to read the menu list. It's available. Like I say, it's in the manual. It's on the audio manual that's available on, I think it's 4-track cassette or 2-track. I can't remember. Anyhow, it's available on tape. So we're going to go into menus. To get into the menus, well, it just kicked me out of it. You want to be in the VFO mode. The reason you want to be in the VFO mode is because then you for sure have access to all of the menus. I think in memory mode there's a couple more or a couple less that show up. But in the VFO mode, they all show up. In fact, I'm going to go on the B receiver because I think I know how I'm going to kind of demonstrate how this works. Now, I'm listening to an AM, and let's see if I can get one that comes in better. Okay, that actually comes in a little better. I'm going to kind of show you, one of the menu options is to turn on and off a built-in ferrite antenna for the lower frequencies from the AM broadcast band. I think it covers up through 40 meters. Doesn't work very well on anything. Works best on the AM broadcast band. But we'll turn it on and off here and show you how to get to that menu and do that. For now, I'm going to turn the squelch up here. So I'm in the I'm on the B receiver, actually on the AM broadcast band, listening to 1450 AM, which I've turned the squelch up so we won't hear it at the moment. But we're going to go into the menus. To go into the menus, you push that menu joystick button that's right underneath the display on the left-hand side of the radio. You know, the biggest, kind of the, has the round opening around the button that the button sticks out probably, well, you can't miss the button, let's put it that way. So we're going to ram this, we're going to push this button straight in, and I'm into the menus. And then we have a train going by. Oh, well. Now, you're going to notice that this radio will beep at menu number one. I'm rotating this knob. Oops, there it is, number one. Now, I think, if my memory is correct, that we're looking for menu 26. Now, this has something like 31 memories in it. 31 menus. Rather, 31 menus in this handheld. And within those menus, there are sub-menus. You know, you get into that menu, and then you go into it, and then there has several options or a couple of options for each menu item. Say, if you're going in to change the offset, it has various different offsets that you can choose from. But it always beeps, even when you get into an individual menu item, it will beep at one of the options. Now, I'm not going to go, you know, obviously I'm not going to go through all of that. That's something you can figure out with the manual, and, you know, you may need a little sighted help to get it started if you need to change something. But, you know, most of this stuff is set and forget, and I wouldn't worry all that much about it. So we're going to find this menu, and if one thing nice about it, if you do get into the wrong menu, it isn't that hard to correct whatever it was you changed. You know, just go back in there and set it back to where it was. So it really isn't all that bad to change it. And sure, I've gotten into the wrong menu option one time. I even accidentally turned the beep off. There's one of the menu options, I think it's number 18. Then you can turn all the beeps off. When you turn all the beeps off, that's not something you want to do as a blind person. That makes the radio pretty unaccessible, extremely unaccessible. So the beeps, you know, are obviously what makes this radio good for a blind person. I had to get somebody sighted to help me figure it out. Because not only did I get the beep turned off, I got the menu changed, and I had to get somebody sighted to help me get it back on. But they just had to kind of get me into where menu 18 was, and I was able to get it. But, yeah, it happens. Not a big deal. It's, I think that's maybe only the one and only time I really ever had to have any sighted assistance to get this straightened back out. So, oops, I just kicked myself out of the menus. Okay, so we're back into the menus here. We're at menu number one. I think we're looking for 26. So we're going to go 31. In this case, because I'm going to menu 26 and I know that it's one of the upper menus, I'm going to go from count backwards down from 31 down. So I will turn this counterclockwise, in other words, to the left. That is the channel selector knob on the top of the radio. I'm going to turn it counterclockwise to the left. Now, if you're looking for menu number 8 or something, and you're at menu 1 where it beeps, then you'd go to the right or clockwise. But let's not do that. Let's simple it up here a little bit. So we're going to go, I'm at the beep. Make sure of that. 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26. Now, if I kick myself out of the menus, it's going to stay at the last menu I set it at. So it's going to stay at 26. And I'm actually going to do that so I can open the squelch. Now, I'm going to go back into the menus by pushing that menu button straight in. And then, remember this menu button goes to the left and to the right and up and down. I want to push this button to the right. So you get on the right, the left-hand side of that button and just push it into the right. And I should be in this. Actually, I got into the wrong menu, I see. Let's try this one. Okay, looks like it's 27. So now I'm into the menu that turns on and off the ferrite, the built-in ferrite antenna. So now I have that option turned off. And I'm going to turn it back on. And I turned it back on. You can hear the difference. And it beeped. Turn it off. And back on again. So that's how that works. Now I kick myself out of the menus. It's not going to let me change it. If you push the push-to-talk switch, you can always get out of the menus. And you heard it do the three beeps. It told me I kind of messed it up. But it really doesn't matter because I didn't want to do anything different. I'll leave that turned on anyhow. So it looks like it's menu 27. Now in that case, you can hear the difference, and if you had an actual menu list, you could find it. And, so it is usable if you have a menu list around, and they are available. I'm going to put this back where I had it on my repeater. And certainly it's not entirely un-user-friendly. May not be the best, but it's usable, you know. And I guarantee you, it's a whole lot better than most out of these modern handhelds that I've seen. And I'm one that really uses the handheld a lot, and I just love it. I think it's the best thing. It's certainly the nicest handheld I've ever owned, and I've owned a few of them. Now let's talk about a couple other little things that you may come up against. Now, I have never personally had this happen with my Kenwood THF-6A, but I have seen others that have. From time to time, some of them, the microprocessor can get kind of screwed up. I've seen where it would let you go into the PL encode mode, but it wouldn't let you set a tone. For some unknown reason, the microprocessor got into some strange mode and wouldn't let you do something. In that case, I had to do a partial reset of the microprocessor, which consisted of turning the radio off, and then holding down the function button, number A key, or the letter A key of the function button, at the same, and then holding down that function button and then turning the radio back on while that function button is pushed down, and that will give it a partial reset. And when you do that, that will not mess up your memories or anything like that. It just kind of gets it out of its screwy notion, whatever it got into. Another one I've seen that was strange was a guy had a radio that needed a VFO reset. You could enter in, I was trying to enter in 146.46, but it was going someplace completely different, like 96 or something. Even though I was entering in the number correctly, it was going someplace completely different. And I had never seen that problem before. It was a new one. Well, thankfully, we were at the California Radio Camp, and there's another friend of mine, a couple of them, that have these things. And I said, well, how do we fix this? I wasn't exactly sure what to do, but he told me about the VFO reset. It's one of the reset options in, like, menu 31. And so we were able to go in there and reset the VFOs, and it worked fine after that. So I've seen it do some strange things like that. But I've never actually had mine do anything like that. But some of them do. So that's something to kind of watch out for. And, you may, if you think you're getting someplace you shouldn't be or you don't want to be, why? Now, that's something to try, the partial resets and the VFO reset. And that if it gets screwed up like that, you may have to have somebody look at it, look at the display. And you don't really need to be a ham to look at the display. If you know enough about the radio, you should be able to tell by what somebody is telling you about the display as to what it's doing. You should be able to sort that out. Isn't that hard? So, that's a little bit about the menus. I think we'll call that good. Again, if you have any questions on these tutorials, you're welcome to email me at my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero, Papa Quebec Whiskey, @ARRL.net. And with that, 73 and... good luck with your Kenwood THF-6A. It's a great piece of equipment.